Welcome to North Country Commerce, a business community affairs program brought to you by Denton Publications. I'm your host, Jeremiah Papanoff, and with me today is my guest, Krasana Golubovich, financial advisor, make sure I get this right, financial advisor with Glens Falls National Investment Services. Welcome, Krasana.
Thank you.
Now, we're here today talking about an important issue always affecting families, especially, well, at least ones with kids, sending their kids off to college. Now, and many kids want to go to college, but it takes money to obviously pay for that higher education. So, Krasana, what's some advice you would have for our listeners out there wanting to send their kids off to school?
Well, college is such an important part of our today's landscape. And starting off, I have many clients that come to me either straight from the hospital. As soon as they have that Social Security number, I have other people that come the summer before going to college.
Right.
So it's important to always keep that in mind. Definitely taking care of one's children all the way through college is a very good goal to have, but certainly add it to your entire financial plan is the best way to go in sitting down discussing that.
So it can really be kept in mind, probably the earlier the better.
Yes, definitely. The smaller amount of money to put away is always a nicer one to show.
Exactly. It's better than that last minute rush to throw X thousands of dollars into an account
yes.
to pay for college. So what are some ways that students and their parents, families, how could they start saving for college?
Well, there are extremely many options out there. Some of them come down to simple savings accounts that people set up within the banking system. Others are UTMAs, which are basically the child's money until they become of age. Those are becoming not as popular anymore. Savings bonds were very popular as interest rates were quite high. We don't see those as much anymore either. And then the 529s are very popular right now. It's a good way to save for college. It gets a lot of money out there. It has multiple people able to apply for that. So anybody can come in and say, I'd like to deposit this money into so-and-so's account. Mm-hmm. We're not going to question it. We're not going to be concerned. We're happy to take money.
Right.
It's when you distribute it. And 529s are, every college accepts them.
Mm-hmm.
Any college out there, especially our colleges in the area, Plattsburgh State and Clinton Community College accept them greatly. So they're a great asset. And the biggest asset they are mostly is, I see a lot of grandparents use them the most because they can put away a lot of money. It's tax deferred, and they also get that tax break for New York State.
Oh, that's always a great thing to have.
Yes, taxes.
So, I mean, obviously, you hear the 529 talked about, I mean, all the time. It's a number thrown out there whenever anybody's talking about college. How does somebody kind of get involved with starting a 529?
Well, basically, it's a savings account set up aside. It's an investment type account primarily. Mm-hmm. They do have options to be simply in a money market or regular investments in that case, but definitely you want to take advantage of the investments that are more prone to the child's age, the risk tolerance of the child. And you have many opportunities with this account as well. I saw in 2008 529s that were set up. Now the child's ready to go to college and the account value is down quite aggressively. They're able to set that aside and say, I'm not going to touch the 529 this year. I'm going to wait and maybe use it their senior year.
Right.
Or I can name another beneficiary on that account and have then their sister or brother use that money when the time comes. So they give it a chance for it to come back. But it's always important that that investment style remains to the child's age.
I see. So, I was going to say, if I had to set up a 529 right now, I would have no idea. That's why we've got you here today.
Yes, take a look at it.
So, I mean,
we'll discuss it after.
Exactly. There we go. So it's a fairly simple process to obviously get started with it at least.
Yes. Yep. It's just basically the information. It is basically owned by the parent first and foremost, and then the child is the beneficiary of the account. That's why it's so easy to change a beneficiary if need be. So if the child chooses another vocation or something does happen and the child doesn't want to go to college, there's another child out there, they can then easily make that change. But it always remains the parent's asset, and it is tax-deferred as well. So.
I see. Like I said, again, a great thing to have, tax-deferred. So what would you say, what would be one way people, I mean, actually, what's the best age, I think, to start saving for college? If you're a safer, you're a student on your own, paying for your own college, parents aren't going to help, which sometimes that happens, what would be the best way to get them involved starting? I mean, it would be high school age, middle school age, I mean, something like that, or maybe,
anytime.
Sooner.
I mean, when they start getting very common, they get those birthday checks, and they've been getting them since birth, amazing enough. And birthday and Christmas from their grandparents, any little bit that the parents could kind of etch the person to say, hey, just put this aside. And then you've got that money when the time comes. Because I tell anybody, no matter how much money is, it's more than it was at zero.
Right,
so
that's true.
It is something to help you to get to that end result. And there are many different options out there to go ahead and plug some numbers in. So a good website is bankrate.com. Mm. They have tons of calculators on there. I suggest using all the calculators, the mortgage, home equities, debt.
Right.
College is on there as well, and you're able to put in how much do I need to save, how much do I need to put away. And you need to look at what exactly inflation is going to do as well. If we had a little one right here in 18 years, they're going to Plattsburgh State. Well, right now, if they were going today, they would pay $15,000. In 18 years, that's $33,000.
Right.
So they need to think of all that inflation impact and bringing what exactly they're going to invest. Obviously, they need to put away more money in just a savings account earning 1% versus the investment account, which gives them the opportunity to take advantage of the market ups and downs.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Like, you know, many people will be thinking, oh, I'm going to save X amount of dollars for college. But, yes, there's those other factors that kind of come into play that you need to think about. Honestly.
Definitely.
So excellent. Well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, obviously, we're talking about college saving if you just tuned in. And one thing to keep into factor is into mind is probably what field the student's going to be going into, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody's looking to go to a two-year college or a four-year college, is that something they should take into account when they're saving for college?
Well, definitely any bit that helps. I have yet, it's unfortunate, to actually meet a client that has saved completely for college.
Mm-hmm.
That's the unfortunate part.
That would
part.
Be nice.
Yes, I've covered. But it's any little bit helps out, and it certainly dents the load at that point, and also gives them a sense of saving. They know what this end result's going to be. So regardless of the career that they choose, their loans will come more into play as they say, hey, I didn't really know what I wanted to do, but now I want to be a doctor. Mm-hmm. Okay, you've got those loans to back up that little change that you've had.
Right,
so.
Exactly. And many of you who have not gone to college yet may realize that I may not want to do this major when I get down the road, so that may happen. You'll shift, possibly. You got to have that plan for, I guess, I imagine, financially.
We still have to take the prerequisites, and they cost money, too.
That's right, exactly. So when we talked about, obviously, 529s, savings and things like that, college loans. I mean, what are some important things that parents and students should keep in mind when they apply for a college loan?
Well, definitely look at all your options, especially in this day and age. There's been a lot of information about credit, and that certainly has been applied to the college landscape just as much as been applied to getting a car or home equity or home out there. So it's important to look at everything. Definitely the government still has their college loans. That's the first and foremost place that you want to go to for college loans. The second, obviously, is private. But make sure you know the companies that you're dealing with. And often talking to the school you're going to will help facilitate that much easier so that you're not just out there. Because anybody can go onto the web and type in student loans, and they can apply right over the web, just like they did for a mortgage, and we got into the trouble we got into.
Yeah.
So it's important to have that backup to say, yes, we deal with that company. We have current students that are on that plan. But the other thing to very much keep in mind with student loans is they don't go away.
Right.
They are not something that just comes off your credit report that you can ignore if you get into a bind, because they have ease of ability to make a deferment of payment. You can call them up and say, right now I don't have a job. Can I defer my payment? Wonderful. That's what the government looks at. So if you default on your student loan, it's on your credit report forever.
Yeah.
And it does count against you because it is looked at as that debt that you could help in another direction. And it is a good debt. It is still taken into consideration with cars, with homes, as the same as any other debt. But it is saying, hey, this person advanced themselves. And it's important to make any payment as possible. There's definitely the student loan organizations like Sallie Mae and any private organizations will definitely work with you to get that payment to a point where it works for you.
And that's the thing to keep in mind, too. All this stuff to keep in mind way before you even sign on a college loan.
Yes.
I'm sure there's many people that will attest to that, too.
Yep.
So if you just tuned in, you're listening to North Country Commerce, a business and community affairs program brought to you by Denton Publications. I'm your host, Jeremiah Papanaw, and again, with my guest today is Krisanna Gulovac, financial advisor with Glens Falls National Investment Services. So we were talking about 529s. We were talking about college loans. How about financial aid? When you're applying for financial aid, there's many things I'm sure to keep in mind when it comes to that.
The one thing actually that counts against you is saving. So everything we just talked about, completely forget.
Yeah, exactly, right?
No, as savings always does help, but financial aid being those government loans and those grants that are out there, certainly there are ways to plan so that your child does qualify for those grants.
Mm-hmm.
And taking an advantage, a lot of times we put the assets onto the parents, we leave them out of the kid's name, so when they go to apply, the kid doesn't have anything.
Right.
I mean, that's basically what the colleges will get first and foremost, is what the kid has to pay them, and then they bring the parent in and say, now what do you have to pay us?
Right.
Right. So it's important. Definitely savings does come into play. It's a very small percentage. It's not like it completely says, well, you've got $15,000, you're okay our first year, right, if the $15,000 to go to school. No, they only take a small percentage of 5.6% of the assets. Mm-hmm. But it is important to say, hey, is this going to and perhaps hinder a grant that could have helped us out? Mm-hmm. And that's what you want to look at as far as savings. Definitely having any money in the child's own name is the worst case scenario. Right. That is taken into account almost 20 to 100% based on the college too. Mm-hmm. So definitely before you really go and sit down with that financial aid officer, go ahead and make that hypothetical phone call, mm-hmm, and say, here's such and such a situation. How's this come into play? The other variable that's very difficult, especially with our economy being the way it is with things changing so rapidly, right, is things that we set up nowadays may not be there in 18 years, mm-hmm, or the rules might change.
Right.
So it's important to constantly keep that advisor relationship, both on the college side and your financial advisor, so that you're keeping up with those changing rules. Mm-hmm. So to make sure that if something does change or something comes new in effect, that you're taking advantage of it to its fullest.
So a lot of it's keeping up to date with current trends.
Definitely. Definitely.
Well, now I know obviously, you know, many times the parents might be helping with the college education, so that's, which is great for all you kids out there who are, you know, going to college and their parents are doing that. But obviously there's many kids who are out there right now probably working part-time jobs or whatnot to save towards college. Is there any advice you'd have to them as far as what they should set aside, you know, with their paychecks? Is there any magic number or should they, or does it vary?
Well, definitely with college also being that into consideration, they're setting aside their own money for college. You can also start to set money aside into like a Roth IRA. Mm-hmm. So then you have the opportunity to say, yes, I want this money for college or I want it for retirement. You're able to meet that crossroad when the time comes. Mm-hmm. And starting off small, I always start off my young investors small, because if I go ahead and hit them and say, I want you to save 25% of your paycheck, they're going into debt.
Yeah, right.
Guaranteed, because it's a shock to the system.
Yeah.
But we start off at maybe 5%. So if you're earning minimum wage, it's not even $700 a year. Mm-hmm. You know, just cut back on the pizzas a little,
right,
and you'll do fine. So start small and then raise that up. And also, as you get inflations with your job as well, inflation raises, add that as well to it and put that through your job. But constantly keep that in mind that you're saving on the side. I did that with, when I got my first-time job, my father took money away from me to put away for retirement. And I yelled and screamed and kicked and wanted that outfit and said, you're saving for my retirement. Are you crazy?
Yeah, right.
And now I look at the account, and it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, right.
So.
You appreciate it much more.
Exactly. Thank you, Daddy. So, but as that time goes on, definitely putting away any amount of money for anything is never a bad thing.
Right,
so.
Definitely. And obviously, when it comes to college, there's expenses that are out there that you may not think of. I mean, when people are thinking about college, they're thinking, okay, tuition. They're thinking about, you know, maybe room and board. But there are probably other aspects of college that they may not think of.
Mm-hmm. You know, the strangest part is, and every college kid is going to love me right now, but you need to set up a pizza emergency fund.
Right. There you go. That's true.
Because it is, in this day and age, in our real life, when we think of emergency fund, we think of the car breaking down or the roof leaking. Mm-hmm. So it's all those things that basically first you don't want to put on a credit card.
Right.
So you want that emergency fund set aside. And what basically when college kids get credit cards, that's the number one things that go on them. That pizza trip that was $20 or that run to the mall or that outfit. The stuff that they don't think of that totally adds up over time and they're just making that minimum payment.
Right.
So it's important to say, okay, yes, you don't have to worry about that roof leaking or that car, maybe your parents' car.
Yeah,
the roof
right.
leaking is a college problem.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about that so much. But putting away that little bit of emergency fund to say, oh, yeah, we want to hold a party. I don't need to go and hit my credit card.
Exactly.
I can tap this little reserve here and then build that reserve right back up again. So that's kind of your reward for starting out very small with your emergency fund. Then you're much more apt to keep up with it as you start to get into the house and car and be ready for that. But definitely, if you need to also look at your personal situation. If you're a college kid that has a car or even has a family, many college kids currently go in with a family. Think about setting up that emergency fund to cover that family first and foremost.
Right, because you never know when all those little expenses will add up.
Yes, and they do.
Well, we're almost out of time here, but I want to definitely touch base on one last thing. Scholarships, how important are they to help offset
costs?
Oh,
scholarships have become so much more prevalent with the Internet. Used to be your high school office would really only know the scholarships they knew about. But today with the internet, you can get a scholarship for underwater basket weaving in Japan. So you can get anything as long as you have qualification. But again, be careful out there, because there are scholarships that are mostly just looking for information about you. They're a scam. So definitely, again, run it by the college. Ask if they've heard about it. There are ways. Get information from them first and really know what you're looking at. And also even getting an attorney involved just to run it by them. Because the last thing you want to do is give all your information out to a place where you're applying for maybe $10,000 scholarship and have that they've taken $10,000 from you. The way around, that's not what you're going for.
Well, thank you again. My guest, Krisanna Golubac, financial advisor with Glens Falls National Investment Services. She's a great resource. Utilize her. By all means, stop by her offices at 308 Cornelia Street in Plattsburgh, or you can give her a call at 324-5623. You can also learn much about college saving by talking to your local guidance counselor too at your individual schools. That'd be also a great resource.
Definitely.
So again, thank you again, Krisanna, for being on here. And I'm your host, Jeremiah Papanoff. This has been North Country Commerce.
This program has been a production of Hall Communications, Burlington, Plattsburgh.